From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The state is looking at trying to keep Florida's best and brightest. Most students who receive Bright Futures scholarships would have to stay put in Florida after graduation, or they would have to pay back the money if they do leave. It's a law being proposed in Tallahassee. Gina Jordan reports if it happens, the law would take effect in the 2014-15 school year.
The bill filed by Republican Representative Jimmy Smith says a graduate must stay and work in Florida 6 months for every semester the Bright Futures Scholarship is used. If the bill passes the Florida legislature next spring, graduates must show proof of residency and employment each year. Students on Bright Futures who don't finish school would also have to reimburse the state. The proposal makes some exceptions. Military members on active duty would be exempt. The new restrictions would take effect in 2 years, at a time when Florida's unemployment rate is forecast to still be above 8%. Still unclear is how the Florida Department of Education would get the money back from graduates who have to take jobs out of state. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
To the surprise of virtually no one, former Governor Charlie Crist is officially a Democrat now. It happened at the Pinellas County Elections Office. Crist isn't saying if he'd like to make another run for governor, but he is talking about the things he doesn't like about the current administration. Steve Newborn reports from Tampa.
Charlie Crist says there's a few decisions he made as a Republican governor that he regrets. He says he wouldn't sign an anti-gay marriage petition again, for example. And while many people in the Democratic Party have inquired about his future ambitions, Chris says he's not ready to announce his candidacy for anything just yet. He did, however, sound off a list of things he would do differently than his successor in Tallahassee. Those include Rick Scott's decision to turn down money for high-speed rail.
So I think that was disappointing. Defunding education, $1.3 billion the first year. As a public school kid, that really bothered me and disappointed me. You know, the way the environment's being treated, the disabled, you know, we could go on.
After he left the elections office, three people waved placards saying Crist isn't a true Democrat. I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
For the third month in a row, Florida has had the most home foreclosures in the entire country. One in every 304 homes in the state was in foreclosure in November, and that's more than twice the national average. Darren Bloomquist is with Realty Track.
In 12 of the last 13 months, we've seen year-over-year increases in foreclosure activity in Florida, so it's headed in the opposite direction. And seven cities in Florida were among the top 10 metro foreclosure rates for the month of November.
Hardest hit is the Palm Bay, Melbourne, Titusville area, with four times more than the national average. There will not be a road named after the Obamas in Miami Gardens, but not because the city doesn't want to name one after the first couple. It's because the section of 441, or State Road 7, already has too many names. It's also known as Northwest 2nd Avenue. Two commissioners voted no, and that's enough to block the move. The mayor says he will find another road for the presidential honor. The Miami Foundation seems more than pleased with how its 24-hour cyber donation program went over. The first ever Give Miami Day brought in a little more than $1.2 million for about 300 nonprofit organizations. Foundation Chairman Javier Soto says it's just shy of 5,000 people who went to the website and donated.
It was really incredible. The money just started coming in, and it was just every time you hit refresh, there was just more money. And the pot continued to grow and grow. Honestly, within 10 minutes, I felt like we really had something.
Soto says some of the nonprofits were purely local and some were national, but the national organizations had to have a Miami or South Florida arm to be eligible so that the money would stay here. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?